prayer. You know, I was reminded that Jesus said, man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm thankful that the word of God says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. No matter where you're at with the walk of the Lord, the Holy Spirit and God through his word will meet each and every one of us because he has a plan and purpose for every life and for every individual. And I want you to understand something with me this morning, that God doesn't favor anyone more than he favors you. He doesn't love anybody any more than he loves you. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've gotten into, God is the God that loves you so much that he brings you deliverance and freedom. That's how much he loves you. The adversary is trying to do everything he can to destroy you, but God has come to give you life in the abundance thereof. Amen. I thank God for Zoe life. I thank God for the abundance of life. Amen. In our text today, Jesus is speaking to servants, and he's reminding the servants to be watchful. In other words, keep their eyes open. Amen. One of the things the Lord keeps speaking to my heart about is it's not over until it's over. Amen. And there's a lot of distraction that's taking place in our nation and our world right now, and especially with this COVID virus. And I'm just going to go say it like I believe it. The Bible says that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. COVID must bow also. It's been given a name. Amen. And in other words, you and I have been given authority. He said every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Whatever may have a hold of you, maybe there's an addiction, maybe there's a stronghold, maybe there's something that's grabbed a hold of you, the power of God will deliver and set you free. Amen. And when will he do this? Today. This is the day that the Lord has made, so we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. When I'm bound and so and in prison, I'm not rejoicing too much. Amen. But when God breaks the prison doors open for me and delivers us, hallelujah, there's a celebration in the house of God. Amen. You know where that came from? The Holy Ghost. Wasn't any part of the message. But the Holy Spirit wants you to know how valuable and how important you are. And I want you to understand something. The world and the standards of this world may have belittled you and taken your value and taken your worth. Maybe it's things that people have said and things that people have done, but God is here to build you up. Amen. God's here to build you up and to encourage you and to comfort you. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted in the God of comfort. You know, Keeper Gaither's mom passed away this week the other day. Keep Gaither and family lifted in prayer. Even though God's the God of comfort, it's still a time of sorrow. There's a time, blessed are those that mourn. Amen? There's a time of mourning. But let me get into the word today. Well, I might just keep talking. Anybody ready? Say, preach, Pastor. Luke chapter 12, verse number 42. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. I titled this message this morning is, who then is faithful? A question mark. And we're going to look at three things today. We're going to look at the wisdom, the watchman, and the windfall. The wisdom, the watchman, and the windfall. Can we lift our word? I just love coming in agreement. Amen. How many know that we have a tendency to disagree on a lot of things? How many know that when we come in agreement, that God does some mighty things? Amen. How many times do you recognize it's difficult for us to say the same thing? We all have different personalities. We all have different backgrounds. So can you repeat after me and say, I believe This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification to every hearer, exhortation, and comfort. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto you. Have your way in this atmosphere, Lord. Have your way in every heart and every life. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. You know, sometimes we hear a lot of things in repetition. And sometimes the Lord reminds me, sometimes it takes 100 times for me to get a hold of something. How many know that sometimes we just don't always pick up everything? You know, Solomon said this, and I'm going to say it again. I've said it here a lot, and I'm going to continue to say it because it's from the Lord. Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. In other words, the devil cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only steal from you what you're confused about. And where there's confusion, the Bible says there's every evil work. We know who the author of confusion is. God, he's a God that does things decently and he does them in order. So the first thing we looked at in our text today, it says, who then is a faithful and wise steward? So we're going to look at the wisdom in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 1, the Apostle Paul writing to the church of Corinth, he says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. She's fine. She can just have her fun. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. What a steward does is a steward handles something for someone else. The steward is something that's handling something for someone else. And what we're handling and we're ministering is God's word. We're being a steward of what he's entrusted us with. Amen? Amen. How many need healing somewhere in their bodies and their minds and their souls and spirits today? Amen? God's going to do that today. I believe God's going to do wonderful things in 2022. So first, in the prophet Hosea says in Hosea 14, verse number 9. He says, who is wise and shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. The ways of the Lord is right. God wants us to understand. God wants us to understand that he has good plans for us. The Bible says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you hope and an expected end. Amen. When I read the word of God and I read the end of the book, I read that I'm victorious and we win the battle. So no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what's come against me, I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And I overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And what I'm speaking is so important. You know, sometimes we talk about this and we say it a lot, but life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. We got to be careful what we speak. Sometimes we feed the adversary too much room and we give him too much room. Amen. I'm going to be the head, and I'm the head. We're the head. We're not the tail. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you're blessed. You're called of God. And if you weren't called of God, you wouldn't be sitting here today. Because God has a plan and he has a purpose in your life. And God says he will not change his mind concerning you, but he asks you to change your mind concerning him. Hallelujah! 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 The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10. The Apostle Peter says, as every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Look to one next to you and say, I have something that you need. You have something that I need. We need each other. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Then he says in verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hey, can I bring a little correction? The Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and there's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for reproof too. Excuse me, I got off there. Lord says he's called you. Stay in your river. Stay in your anointing. Do what God called you to do. Don't be so concerned about what your brother or your sister is doing. You do what God's called you to do. And stay in your river, and that anointing will flow and it'll accomplish more than you ever imagined. Amen? Are you with me?
Amen.
What did he say? Let me read it again. Let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Look to the one next to you and say, you're anointed, and you're appointed for a time such as now. Now is the time for God to arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Come on now. Come on. You know what's taking place in this atmosphere? Everybody's preaching.
Yeah.
Hello? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Y'all just come and hear me, right? So he says first the wisdom. Then he speaks about the watchman. And the watchman I have here, if you go with me to Psalms 127, verse number one, the word of God says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. I shut the door so I'd stay in here. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Read verse 2 again. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for he giveth his beloved sleep. I believe this is one of the areas which the Lord is going to bring healing today and our altar time for those who the enemy is still in their sleep. Let me see your hands. How many is the enemy stealing your sleep? Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit, God wants to bring healing today. Amen. That was the main thing he wants to bring healing today on. So the word of God says in Psalms 121, verse number 1, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Amen. In other words, he stays awake so we can sleep. Hello? How many know that most of the time our minds start going and our minds won't shut down? Amen. And that's what steals our sleep. Amen. Be prepared for what the Holy Spirit wants to do today. So he's speaking about the watchmen here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Are you with me? Verse number 13. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church Corinth, says in verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. In other words, don't give up. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. God is calling for some men to man up. Amen? Let's be the man of the house. Let's be the man of God that God's called us to be. Not that the women aren't important. The women are important. They're very important. But God says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's time to be. He says, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Amen? Who? Come on now. How many strong men did we have here? Come on, come on, come on, you're strong, come on, 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 you're strong, come on, come on. The strong does not necessarily mean that you're really muscular. Strong means I'm standing in the power of God's might and I'm doing what God's called me to do, and no weapon formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises up I will condemn, because I'm strong in faith. Come on, come on. Come on. You know what we need? We need our men to rise up. Amen. Amen. We need it. God wants you to know how anointed that you are and how powerful you are. And amen. And the adversary has come to steal so much from you, but God's going to restore some things to you and I. In Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says this. Preach it, girl. The Word of God says this. I've shared with everyone before, maybe if you're visiting here today, I used to be like this little child running around, and my dad was the pastor of the church, and he'd always make me come and sit here. And I thought church was a prison. Amen. If you notice, now I even stand still. Hallelujah. Verse number 9, he says this, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. So the Lord was speaking to my heart. He says, when we use God's wisdom, amen, and we're the watchmen, we're watching, all of a sudden we get the windfall. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the blessings of God. Amen. Anybody like the blessings of God? Amen. The blessings of God is just not in wealth. It's in health. It's in well-being. It's a joy of the Lord that's our strength. He is our very present help in time of need. So with that in mind, in Psalms 91, Psalms 91. Well, Pastor, you're in the Word a lot. Yeah, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you don't know it or not, God's building up faith within you and in the atmosphere because of His Word. Amen. 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 So he says in Psalms 91, verse number 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Amen. That's the windfall. The windfall is the favor and the goodness of God. So when I was looking at this, he took me to Daniel chapter 12. Verse number 3. He says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Get it on your schedule, January the 14th, Friday night at 6:45. We're having an evangelism seminar here. To train on sharing the gospel, amen? And it's valuable and it's important, amen? We're going to take this city back for the kingdom of God, amen? It belongs to God, the enemy stole it, and we're going to go to the enemy's camp, and we're going to take back what he has stolen, amen? Amen? And what we're going to do is we're going to shine as the brightness of the firmament. It's something about when you lead people and bring people to Jesus, he can't help but fill the atmosphere. Amen. So he says to us in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians 1. Don't worry, I'm almost finished preaching. Verse number 3. The word says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You know, and one of the things that's really, I believe, is so important, there's so many people that are taking offense. There's so many people that are offended in the body of Christ. Stop taking offense. Amen. Amen. Stop taking offense. God says, forgive your brother. Forgive your sister. Pray for them. Amen. Everybody getting this boo-hoo thing because somebody said something or did something they didn't like. Guess what? I'm probably going to say many things that you don't like. I'm probably going to do some things that you don't like. But guess what? God created you and I. He created us all different, but we all serve the same God. We all serve the same Lord, and we all have a job to do. Amen? Amen? And God wants us to do it with joy. Amen? Hey, there ain't wrong with being happy. Is there anything wrong with being happy? Amen? I remember when I was a kid, I got a Happy Meal. Amen? Is anybody happy in the house? What does happiness look like? What does happiness look like? Man, I just know something. You know, people pay more attention than what you do than what you say. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give God all the glory. Not your good words, even though good words are important. Don't get me wrong. Amen? It's what we're doing with it. Amen? We're letting our light shine. Hallelujah? So in closing today, we have the watching. The Apostle Paul, in his second letter to his student Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 5, he says, but watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Amen? Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen? I didn't say it. Jesus said it. Amen? And who do we follow? We're followers of Jesus, right? So in closing, he is saying to us today, first, we find the wisdom. The wisdom is to be watchful. When we're watchful, we'll get the windfall, and we'll begin by this. We'll do this by watching and seeing. Which brings us to my last point in 1 Timothy 6:12, the witnessing. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in verse number 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and profess the good profession before many witnesses. Lord wants you and I to know today again that it's a plan. He has a purpose for every heart and every life. No matter where you're at in your walk with the Lord, God wants to take you deeper. You know that one thing about the Lord I serve is I never arrive. I'm always on a journey. Amen? And when we get to the point that we thought we arrived, all of a sudden, God can't minister to our hearts and minds. But what God wants you to know, and understand with me today, listen to me, church. Listen to me. You cannot do it without Him. You've been trying to do it in your own strength and your own power, and you have been failing time and time again. But God wants you to understand that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And He's here to minister to every heart and every life, to whosoever will. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I'm grateful for Your Word. I'm grateful that You sent Your Word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, but at one time you knew Him, but you're not in the place you need to be, you drifted away, and you're feeling your sense of the Lord's drawing you back to Him today, would you just lift up your hand and say, that's me, Pastor. May I see the hand? May I see the hand? I see the hand. There's another one here. Pastor, I'm not in this place. I see the hand. Is there another one here today? Pastor, I need the Lord's help. I see the hand. Is there another one here today? God's here to set you free and to deliver you, but you've got to trust Him. Is there anybody else? If you raise your hand, I'm going to ask you to do something with me. I'm going to ask you to get up from your seat and take a step of faith. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. It's not about them. It's about you and the Lord. So if you raise your hand, would you just get up and meet me up here, please? Come on. Maybe you didn't raise your hand, you need to. Come on. Come on. Come on. You raise your hand. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, brother. Come on. Come on. Come on. Is there anybody else? Don't miss the opportunity. Come. Come. God's here to deliver today. Hallelujah. He's here to deliver the captives. Hallelujah. Father, first and foremost, Father God, I pray for everyone that's standing here right now in the name of Jesus. Father, Your Word declares that no one comes to the Father but by the Son. And no one comes to the Son except the Holy Spirit draw them. Father God, You draw them to You today. So, Father God, as they pray this prayer to You, Father God, it's to You. You are the only one that can save. You are the only one that can deliver. You are the only one that sets captives free in Jesus' name. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as they pray this prayer today, Father God, and they pray with their hearts, man looks on the outward appearance, but God, You're looking at the heart. Father God, will You come in and refresh them and renew them in Jesus' name. So will you pray with me this prayer? Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. You got to pray the prayer. Come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Lord, my body is now your temple. Take residence within me by your Spirit in Jesus' name. I would like everyone to extend their hands right now to these groups. I need some people to come stand behind these folks in prayer.
We will not be burned.
We will not be burned.
We are not afraid, for you are with us.
Stand in prayer. God's going to break some things. Hallelujah. Are you ready to get some things broken off of your life? Hallelujah. Are you ready for the deliverance of God? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against this man of God in Jesus' name. I speak, Father God, deliverance. Father God, who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Father God, we speak freedom to him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Father God, in a supernatural way, Father God. Permeate his heart and his life in a mighty way, Father God. May those things that the enemy tried to bring against him, may every last one fall from him in Jesus' name. We declare him as your child of God, Father God, your man of God. That you called him, Father God, with purpose, right? Amen. Hallelujah. I love you, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.